Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
Students are starting to refer to events that have happened in like 92, 96 as the late 1900s.
Oh, no. No. That sounds so wrong.
And it's true. It's late completely 1900s. True.
Oh.
But it just... Because, like, when you hear of the hundreds, right? Like, early 1900s.
Yeah.
Or the late 1800s.
Yeah.
Or the 1700s. 1900s, to me, is only, like, 1910.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then after that, it was the 20s. But they're using that as the late 1900s.
That just sounds so wrong to hear it, late 1900s.
Yeah.
But
it's
I guess,
thing.
Right?
It's a thing.
In the late 1900s... The Montreal Canadiens won the Stanley Cup.
I know. It's just so weird. That whole passage of time thing, like, you know, you see those tweets where someone's like, okay, here's how it works, right? 1970 was 30 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're like, mm-hmm. 1990 was 10 years ago. Yep, that makes sense.
Yeah.
2000 was 10 years ago. Yep, that makes... Like, we just have this weird marker of 2000.
Yeah.
Right? That we kind of absentmindedly put as the start of things or the end of things. And it's so off all the time. The passage of time as you get older deteriorates immensely.
In my mind, everything is 10 years ago.
Yeah.
1989, 10 years ago.
I graduated 10 years ago.
1995. In my mind, I was like 10 years ago. No, it was like 25 years ago now. What's going on? In the late 1900s, Donkey Kong came out for Super Nintendo. When I hear that, right, like late 1800s, the blacksmith industry was booming, right? Well, like that's the kind of stuff you'd hear.
But instead, in the late 1900s, the internet was born. Yes, you're right.
In the late 1900s, Game Boys were blessed with color.
Cruise confused lyrics.
Reddit did do, do.
First one. Bon Jovi, Bed of Roses. Stacy with an EY sent this one in. She hears, and I want to be just as close as the holy clothespins.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the holy clothespins.
Your laundry.
Are you ever jealous of those Stacys with an EY, by the way? Because you're an IE Stacy, and people butcher your name constantly.
Just yesterday, I gave my name to a lady, and she's like, all right, is that with an EY or just a Y? And that's always what I get. I'm like, actually, no, it's option three, IE.
She was flabbergasted, too. She was like, what? She was like a cartoon lady whenever they're shot. What?
Yeah, it's a daily struggle. The actual lyrics are, I want to be just as close as the Holy Ghost is.
The next one is from Darlene, Brian Adams and Mel C, When You're Gone. Darlene hears, eating food that tastes like dirt. Don't eat that food then.
Oh, man.
We're so pretty that we don't know what we're eating. Oh, it's dirt. We're Brian Adams and Mel C. The actual lyrics, even food don't taste that good. Well, yeah, because it tastes like dirt, you morons.
Obviously. The last one is from Candace, the Ramones, Blitzkrieg Bop. She hears, you get the lizard llama, let's drink pop.
Best day ever.
Wow, the lizard and the llama.
And the pop.
And the pop.
That's a win-win-win right there. Also, yeah. like lizard llama. I'm picturing like a lizard and a llama
crossed,
doing the deed together and then making a lizard llama baby.
With a long neck and scales. Ew. Okay, anyway, the actual lyrics. The kids are losing their mind. Blitzkrieg bop. Let's drink pop.
Let's drink pop. Let's party, guys.
So
let's drink pop. right now is the best and also the worst time of the year because right now it's so close to golf season. Two golf courses actually opening up for the season today, Greenbrier and Dakota Dunes.
Okay.
Good luck getting a tee time, though.
I bet.
You're probably not getting one all weekend. It's booked solid. And to make things worse, the Masters is on TV right now. Picture a golfer right now. They have been cooped up inside all winter, not golfing for 5 months. And then two golf courses open up. But you're not allowed to go there because you can't get a time. And then the best golf tournament is on the TV in the background. It's golf overload. And you can't golf. Like, you can play Tiger Woods on your PlayStation, but that's only going to add to the fact that you can't go golfing, and it's just going to make you more upset.
I'm really surprised that based on how popular golf is, and I get one of the reasons why golf is such a great sport is because of the... You get to enjoy the outdoors, right? It's beautiful most of the time. That there aren't more indoor golf facilities for somewhere like Saskatchewan where we can't golf 6 months out of the year.
There are a couple now. There's a place here in Saskatoon where they have the golf simulators. You can go in there.
No. I'm talking like a whole 18-hole golf course, but indoors.
Okay, Dawn Atchison with a dome over downtown over here.
Right?
Yeah, like the dome over downtown idea is more practical than a dome over a golf course idea.
Just think of how popular that would be.
I think there are a couple in the world, but like,
yeah,
it's expensive.
Let's do this.
It's expensive. Golfers, they'd be like, oh, raise my taxes by 30% for it. Okay.
Sounds good.
I'm cool because you just want to golf so bad. Like, you'd do anything to golf right now, to be with your friends and just hit the links, but you can't. And when you want to do something so bad and you can't, I mean, how bad does that feel?
Yeah.
You get flashbacks of being a teenager. You're not going to Kevin's house, Clayton. I hate you, Mom. Every guy and girl who loves to golf does the same thing. They will start like calling courses 3 hours away to see if they're open.
Yeah.
So they'll be like, oh, is the Rostern course open? Nope, not yet. And they'll be like, okay, guys, the Swift Current course is open and they have a tee time for 6 a.m.
Oh, geez.
We can drive at 3 a.m. It's not that bad. And they'll go do it because they just want to golf. Or they'll just go to Putt and Bounce or Market Mall and take mini golf way too seriously, which is really, really fun. They'll be on hole number 8. Hey, can you guys in the food court please keep it down?
Yeah.
Okay. Quiet on the tee, please. Quiet on the tee. Orange Julius, can you please stop making drinks for a while? Your blenders are too loud. People on Twitter yesterday were kind of poking fun at Canada's vaccination rollout.
No, they weren't.
And how it's gone a little slower than expected. I mean, we've gotten some good news lately. People are saying that, hey, by like mid-May, we should be good to go. But it's still been a little bit of a ridiculousness for the past couple of weeks. People on Twitter yesterday were doing this fill-in-the-blank game. In Canada, you can get the vaccine if... followed by something super Canadian. So,
oh, okay.
For example, in Canada, you can get the vaccine if you have 10,000 Club Z points. Club Z points, I should say.
That's
sorry.
Right.
So if you have 10,000 Club Z points kicking around, boom, vaccine, it's yours.
Okay. You can get the vaccine if you open a carton of milk and it moves.
Remember that?
Oh, man.
That was adorable, Stacey.
It was.
But I loved that contest. That was the best promotional contest ever.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if that was actually the case? Open your milk. Moo. See you, kids.
Yeah.
Getting the vaccine. In Canada, you can get the vaccine if you roll up the rim. That could be one of the prizes for roll up
there
the rim
you go.
To win.
Or you could get the vaccine if you pay for it in Canadian Tire money.
You can get the vaccine if you trade in all your Big Shiny Tune CDs.
Who would want to do that? That's ridiculous. I like this one. You could get your vaccine in Canada if you can sing the Log Driver's Waltz song.
Ooh. Oh, no, I forget it.
And he goes hurling down and down life's waters. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. He's hurling. I could go on, but I won't.
Also, Bud the Spud. If you can say sure. every single word to Bud the Spud by Stompin' Tom, you get the vaccine. Also, you can get the vaccine if you can name every Much Music VJ there has ever been.
Oh, my God.
George Strompolopoulos, Rick Campanelli.
Strompolopoulos. Strombolopoulos.
Strombolopoulos. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Strombolopoulos.
You said Strombolopoulos.
It's whatever. It's close enough. Who cares? If you can name all the Much Music VJs, boom, you get the vaccine.
Okay. What about if you can list all 10 provinces and territories?
Well, that's...
I would not be able to get my vaccine.
You're joking.
I would have to stop and think about it. It would take me a while.
No, we're stopping what we're doing now and we're doing this.
Oh, shoot.
Come
really?
On.
Okay. BC, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, Newfoundland and Labrador, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia, New Brunswick.
And the Yukon? Territories. Yeah.
None of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know the third one.
Starts with an N. NWT.
Northwest Territory. Oh, come on, Stacy. And he goes hurling down and down life's water. That's where the log driver learns to step lightly. He's hurling down and down life's water. The log driver's waltz leaves his girls completely.
Do you have perfect pitch?
No.
Yeah, obviously. I can't believe you thought that was a serious question.
You were serious.
Wow.
Wow.
Obviously, that was the first time someone's ever asked you that question. Because you don't.
Yes.
Yikes. Right. Celebrities paying for random stuff. Stacey loves stories like this.
You know why? Because I want to be that person. I don't necessarily want to be a celebrity. I would like to be wealthy enough that I could go around and randomly just make people's day.
Like that one music video for Blink 182. Remember they walked around just handing out money to people?
Mm-hmm.
Like the recording studio gave them money to shoot like a legit music video.
Yeah.
And instead they just cashed a check and like dropped it off of buildings. It was so cool.
Because Shaquille O'Neal went to a jewelry store and randomly paid for some guy's engagement ring.
Yeah, and like this guy was in the process of paying for it. He had his like credit card out and everything, and Shaq comes by, taps him on the shoulder. I got it.
Yeah.
Or, I got it. I can't do a Shaq impression.
No,
it's impossible. I'm the Big Diesel. Hey, it's Shaq. Hey, it's Shaq. I was in Kazam.
No.
Three people saw it.
No.
Come on.
No.
Don't mess with
it's
Shaq.
It's starting to sound like Nicolas Cage. You should stop.
What about Nicolas Cage playing Shaq in a movie?
Okay, now we're talking.
Well, that's just horrible casting, first of all. But yeah, Shaq walks up and he's like, hey, I got this.
Yeah.
And this guy, like, just smiles from ear to ear, like, made his day. And, like, giving money to charity, awesome. Like, millions and millions of dollars. But also just, like, spending $1,000 on just a regular person.
Like, when you see, too, where people, like, leave a huge tip for their meal at a restaurant or something. I think that's fantastic.
See, the best part about those, the server who gets that tip usually shares it with the other servers. Like when you hear those stories of like a $10,000 tip or a $2,000 tip, the server is always like, yeah, let's spread the wealth, everybody. Let's share this all around. So if you're a server and you get one of those tips, you now have to do that. You can't be greedy and take it all for yourself. Remember when Lydia's Farnham block got torn down and everyone was like, man, wish we could have saved that building.
Yep.
Right now at the Castle Schools in the core neighborhoods, we're talking about saving the King George School, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
People don't want to see these old buildings with great architecture being torn down, but at the same time, the cost to improve them, not good, right? Here's an idea. Just throwing this out there. I don't know if this would work. This is just a random idea. What if we got like the trade students at Sask Polytech and other trade schools to work on these buildings? Like, that's how they learned how to do their trade. So they learned how
like
to rewire.
Hands-on learning.
Exactly. Electricians can learn how to wire in a building like that. Like, obviously you do some classroom stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But then for like a month and a half or something, it's like, okay, this is the next school project. We're going to go completely redo this building, like the inside.
I like that.
So like plumbers can redo the plumbing. Electricians can redo the wiring, the drywall, all that stuff. Like tradespeople can learn how to do that stuff in the building that was going to get renoed anyways.
That's a great idea.
You save money on labor because, well, you're getting paid in knowledge. Sorry, students.
Could they use that hands-on learning at my place and, like, do some tile work in the kitchen?
In exchange for cash, yes. That's the thing. Like, they could learn that. Like, instead of just learning in a classroom in a supervised setting, they can learn it in, like, the real life, right?
That's cool.
Upgrade some of these buildings. They get some work experience. It's one of those everyone wins kind of situations. Sure, it might not be like the best work of all time because they're just students.
Well, there would be supervisors there.
Yeah, exactly. And they can fix the issues, right? Like, it's just like in the classroom, but you're on site instead of in the classroom.
Who do we write a letter to make this happen? Board of Education?
I honestly saw it on like a random Winnipeg thread because the old Bay building in Winnipeg, like the legendary building where the Bay was, Hudson Bay, it's like this legendary downtown Winnipeg building. They're thinking about tearing it down. But they want their trade students to rebuild it.
Oh, that's
cool. It for free because a big cost is going to be the rewiring and everything like that. So. My buddy and I had the electric vehicle debate yesterday. Oh. Electric vehicles in the news a lot in this province because government is making you like spend an extra $150 if you buy one.
Implementing a $150 tax per year, basically, for electric vehicle owners, which is not going over well.
No. We started talking about the pros and cons of electric vehicles, and we started talking specifically about road trips. Now, most people in Saskatchewan, most people road trip differently. Some people are like, all right, it's 10 hours away. It'll take us 10 hours and 5 minutes to get there because we will stop once for gas and that is it.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, they like to see the sights. They like to take the scenic route and that kind of thing. With electric vehicles, like right now, they can usually go 3 to 4 hours on one charge. Pretty good.
Yeah.
But you got to stop. You got to charge it for 25, 30 minutes and then you can hit the road. Some people aren't going to like that. Some people aren't going to like sitting on the side of the road charging their vehicle like, come on.
That's true.
Because people like making great time.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically dads. Dads are obsessed with making good time. It's all they want to do during a road trip. Oh, we're making great time right now. We're not stopping for snacks. We're making great time. And then they get there. Man, we made great time. It's all they talk about when they get there, right?
And so what?
So stopping every 3 hours for 25 minutes, not going to be their cup of tea. What do you think about this? Like, how do you road trip? Do you do the whole thing, like, like no stops, or do you like to stop?
I feel like it depends on what kind of, where you're going. Like, if you are going to, let's say, Calgary for a wedding, just the weekend, mm-hmm. you want to get there so you can enjoy your time. When Sean and I, back in 2014, we took a road trip through BC to go visit family, and that was a different kind of trip. We did stop and look at sites and, you know, small towns, that sort of thing, so there was no pressure to get anywhere. It was just kind of like a fun trip.
Mm-hmm.
But those quick ones to Calgary, yeah, you want to get there as fast as you can so you can crack a beers with your buddies and enjoy the weekend.
Totally agree. And that's why this would be so frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
Just to stop in Kindersley or something and you're like,
really?
Don't want to be here right now. Like, that would be frustrating. But at the same time, I love the kind of road trip where you can take your time. Like, if you have a week off, you're just traveling Western Canada with your family, I would love being like forced to stop every 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can make these charging stations at like cool places. Like, not like a mall or something like that.
Like those random point of interest.
Exactly, right? That's where you can make
nothing.
Them.
There.
Like where there's like a mini golf course the kids can play,
oh,
big yard
fun.
For the dog or something. Like, so, I'll just make it like a little bit of a destination, these charging stations. And that way it can kind of add to the fun family road trip.
There you go.
But again, when you just want to get there, this would suck. Like, dads are just cringing. How am I going to make good time? I got to stop twice. Just brain's going to, like, it's like cartoons where their head explodes. That's what's going to happen to dads here.
If you have one of those like dedicated spaces that is yours,
mm-hmm.
like let's say you live at an apartment or something like that, and you have a space that, you know, comes with your suite and someone parks there, it's very frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
And we posted this on the Cruise Facebook page yesterday, and it's a note that someone left on someone's car. In this case, sorry, they're taking up two spots. My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
If next time you take up two parking spots, I will line your car with slices of cheese. Consider this a warning. It's gonna smell bad. And I have to say, first of all, the person went to so much work. They clearly made up that sign on the computer.
Yeah.
In like Microsoft Paint. Kudos to them for all that work. But then also, too, the threat. Slices of cheese. Like, we're talking cheese slices,
yeah.
like you would make a grilled cheese sandwich with.
It's almost as if this guy has, like, copies of this little note that he made in his car.
Ooh,
so
probably.
That whenever he sees someone parking in two spots, he leaves it there. And I think that's taken this a bit too far.
Well,
I mean,
taking up two spaces. I can see, like, if I said if he was taking his spot.
Yeah, exactly. So the taking up two spots thing, that's something that's just going to happen always. It's
yeah.
a way of life. If you're keeping flyers in your car and you're putting them on cars that are taking up two spots, man, get a hobby. Come on.
Also, too, lining your car with slices of cheese. Do you know how long that would take?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how long it takes to get a slice of cheese out of that damn wrapper?
Also, this guy, he talks the talk. You think this guy's going to walk the walk? You think this guy's going to write down this person's license plate number and then by chance sees it? Oh, there's someone in two spots. Have they done this before? Let me check.
I did threaten him a week ago.
Let me check their license plate history. Here. Oh, they did break out the cheese. Like, also, cheese is expensive.
I know. Why would you want to waste it on a car?
It's going to cost you like $400 to cover the car with cheese. That's what you want to spend your money on? That's not smart. But I do like the idea. Like, when someone parks in your spot, you can't just ignore it. Like, don't be a doormat. and be like, hey, quit it. I think you got to get creative like this. The cheese angle, I don't know. There's some flaws there.
But being busted for something like that, if someone put a note on my car and was like, hey, you're parking in my spot, I would never park there again.
Yeah.
I'd be so scared.
Well, also, too, it just might be miscommunication. Maybe that person thinks it's not a dedicated spot. Maybe there's no sign, no number, nothing saying it is. And they just think it's a free parking spot. Communication is key. Now that everyone's always texting and tweeting each other, no one actually has a face-to-face conversation.
That's true.
And it leads to so many useless arguments and useless being upset about stuff.
What if you just like camped out, waited for that person to come back, and then were like, hey, don't do this again.
Can you imagine if
showed them
when you started doing that, they went on like a week-long trip to visit their family farm, just sitting there on day five?
Waiting.
Come on.
Stacey and Clayton, weekday mornings 6 to 10 on Cruise.